Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. The day has finally come. These days have been going by so fast. We are back again with the Pittsburgh medium. Carol Collins is with us, and I know a lot of you have been waiting to hear her. Every week people line up to listen to Carol. They want to talk to her often, but we have not been taking phone calls on these shows because we're trying to get so much information out about what Carol does, how she does it, and how she works. And today's going to be really unique because, as we have told you, she is a trance channel, and she channels, she's the original channel of a collective of spiritual beings who are known as Yeshua, and they speak through her. She does readings. She does a lot of things, but it's always Yeshua who speaks through her. Today, we're actually going to talk to Yeshua and learn about that. So be aware, folks, if you're waiting on the phone, on the line for phone calls, this is going to be more interesting. We're actually going to talk to Yeshua and learn from them direct. Anyway, Carol is an amazing lady. It's been a real treat to learn from her and have her on these broadcasts. If you're interested in looking at her website while you may be listening to this, again, she's known as the Pittsburgh Medium, and her website is thepittsburghmedium.com. Carol, welcome back. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm doing well.
It's a treat to have you back. It seems like yesterday we were talking. The week has gone really very, very quickly. Anyway,
sure
there aren't folks out there I know who have not listened to these broadcasts. They're new, which is great. We always love having new listeners on these shows. And as you know, we're being heard literally around the world. Let me ask you to recap a little bit about your story and how you came became a channel and actually what a channel is for Yeshua. And let me point out, folks, Carol is, she's so legit. She had a major career in the world of business. She has master's degrees. She's a graduate of Georgetown and of Gonzaga. This lady's on the level. And what happened to her, it changed. Her life changed back in 2019, when all of a sudden she was contacted by Yeshua. I think that's how it happened, but let's hear it straight from Carol. Explain to me, Carol, what a trance channel is. We'll do it briefly, because some people don't even have any idea. So explain it for me,
please. First of all, I want to say that's a good description and a nice recap. So I want to just point out one thing. When I describe it as Yeshua or the collective Yeshua speaks through me, it is out loud. They borrow my voice. I like to just say voice giving. There's speaking to me, means in my mind's eye, and then I convey what I heard or what I saw or what information was given to me. And then there is speaking through me. And that's when they borrow my voice, when I have no awareness of what will be said, when I don't consciously describe it myself or regurgitate it give you the sense of what I understood, I mean cognizant awareness. There are two different aspects. So clairvoyant receiving in the mind, I then convey it to you. And then there's channeled receiving where my mind goes nice and soft and quiet, and then they step in and breathe life into the ability to speak out loud through a person to convey words in their own way, words of their choosing, of their pace. The content is all theirs, and I hear it when you do. So that is trance channeling. That is what I am, but I'm also a clairvoyant receiver. But I don't choose to use that whenever I'm giving readings, energy work, classes, workshops, and obviously when the books are being written.
Right. And you, by the way, I should point out, you have a number of books. It's actually four books that are coming out in the next couple of months, I think October. Three of them were written by Yeshua. Is that right? Through you. They dictated, so to speak,
yep,
to you, and you wrote it, correct?
Yes, in 2021, that was year two of my receiving them in this way, they wrote 11 books. So I have 11 books that are in manuscript form, and one by one, the publisher is putting them out for consumption by all of you wonderful people. And the first three channeled books will be out this fall. I'm also included and highlighted in an anthology. And then January and beyond, there's going to be, you know, just monthly is what it looks like right now. And they have more. There's a list. The list is growing from the beings known as Seth and Yeshua and Antioch, James, Elohim, Daniel, Sharon, and others that are all preparing to have their conveyance of knowledge that they need us to know, want us to know. I have a book that is it's partially completed. It's a collection of stories from wealthy, influential people that have made their passing, and they have termed it Fixing It. Robin Williams coined that term through me, and they just have things that they want to tell the world. This is who you thought we were, and this is who we really were, and we really want to fix this part of what we left behind in the world. And so the book Fixing It will be out in probably January, February timeframe.
So the other thing to point out is that this really has changed your life. You had a corporate career. You were doing very well. And in 2019, this happened to you, and you became a vessel, so to speak, for Yeshua. It really has changed things. Your life is totally different now, isn't it?
Completely, yeah. I was, you know, a rising leader in the corporate world, a DOD contractor, a major global organization, Fortune 500 company, rising leader, recognized in my field, talented, and always was given the fix-it kind of projects, things that needed a problem. I was hand-selected to take them over. And, you know, cream-of-the-crop type of employee. And then this began, and it changed my life for the better. You know, I've been aware of conscious living type of things, mindfulness, positive self-talk, you know, anything that brings about emotional balance, I've been aware of that being in a leadership role, but this takes that to a new level.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and I know what you do. You've become very, very busy. You do readings during the day. You do group readings. You have a long list of things that you do. But we have talked about the last couple of days. We've talked about at some point I'd have the opportunity to talk to Yeshua and ask some questions to them. And this is unique. I mean, it's strange for me as well. But I'm going to be talking to them through you. And, you know, I have a list of some questions I've put together, but basically I can ask them anything, and they're there to answer, and they're ready, as I understand.
You have the golden ticket. That's true. You absolutely do. The field is wide open, so anything that you would like to ask, they are available for.
Let me ask you one other question, though. Channelers like you have unique spiritual abilities. I don't have those abilities, so... this is just me talking to them. But again, it's going to be through you. You're going to be the one talking back to me, and it's them using your voice, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Correct. All right, folks, this is a big experiment, but let's see what this is all about. We're going to talk to Yeshua. I know, as we pointed out, Yeshua is a collective group. There are many individuals involved. I'm not quite sure who I'm going to be speaking with, but I totally believe. So let me just say hi. My name is Doug, and it's a pleasure to talk to you today. Yeshua, what's your name? Could I have a name, please?
Absolutely. Antioch to speak. I do speak a little slower than Carol
sure.
usually does. She's a fast talker, fast thinker, fast walker, slow runner. So I say my pace is more like her running speed. I do say Antioch, not Antioch. We are two separate beings. I am Antioch. Some of you have known me in different lifetimes, different worlds, for I've been here often. I've lived upwards of 400 lives here in this world. As long as the world has been here, I've been here. Before I'd lived lives, I participated in creating the world. So who are we? We like to say this. We're older than dirt. It's a phrase that we use often. And someone in Carol's family intuited and said it, and it was good that he did, because he is now here with us. His name is Daniel. And some of you, as you are listening, might feel tingle sensations in your lower extremities. That is me identifying for you that you have clairsentient abilities. That is physical manifestation of the presence of your loved ones. So be at ease and allow your body to sense who is in the room. You may have an image at the moment that the physical sensation recedes, because some of you are trying to overwhelm yourselves and feel your loved one in the room, hear from them, get a message. We say, no, slow it down. Receive the physical sensation, allow it to register in you that it is your loved one. As the tingle sensation recedes, allow an image to come to mind. Allow yourself to believe that those two things are connected. Many of you say you have imaginations that are wonderful. And imaginations, I say imaginations, because there's always emotion that is connected to your imaginative thought. But sometimes those emotions, those imaginative thoughts, are not your thoughts at all. They are a gift from the spirit realm, the non-physical dimension from where we are. Now, Doug, you have clairsentience strongly. We laugh a little bit. Carol did too when you said you don't have these abilities. You don't recognize them or use them for conveyance of conversation or for profit, nor at will. They show up when they show up. And that's what training will help do for anyone. But pay attention to these physical sensations. They are isolated parts of your body. Yours are normally in the upper body, cheeks, neck, shoulders. Not very often in the lower extremities. And when that happens, it is a person of interest to you. Not always the same one. Nevertheless, what do you have for us? We have plenty of things to say.
I'm interested in knowing, I have a number of questions, but may I ask why you selected Carol to communicate through her? You picked her. Why?
I did, and I was the first one to do so. She and I have done this in many lifetimes past, and each lifetime that it is done in succession, it becomes easier. And so it is a natural progression. The next lifetime that she has, I will select her again. Although, because there are many of us having conversations through her, several of us might identify her as a potential channel. I pick her because I like to write books. I like to have them in the world. I like to have vibrationally accurate knowledge, capital K, for you to have at your disposal. That is the intention that I have with her. And we have written about 7 so far. They are from me, although they are written as the Yeshua Collective, because on occasion we do bring in others that add to half a chapter or a chapter or more. We combine our thoughts, we combine our energies, we combine our knowing. But why did I pick her? Because I know her in the non-physical dimension, this place that is real, that is a mirror world, that's a good way to describe it. We know each other. I know what her abilities are when she is a physical person. I am in her team of teachers, team of coaches. I like coach best. We coach you as you are walking and talking and moving about through life. You cannot hear us. Your minds have to be opened to us. Meditation takes care of that. Quiet way of living, quiet way of thinking takes care of that. Carol's mind is quiet when she is a physical person. She is very busy with these books, but her mind is quiet. And so she hears us throughout the book writing process. The book writing, and I speak of that because it is what I intended to do through her. It is by video, and it is out loud. And this transcription service that she uses makes it even easier. Although there are punctuation and typographical kind of things that need to be corrected. So we do that by hand out loud. That's what we're in the process of doing, as well as writing more. I want 40. Before she passes, 40. There are others that have a handful, and they're wanting to add to that. She wants 127 Why does she want now it's 128, now 129, 130? Because all of you do the same thing. You get a number in your mind. You've got a desire. You've got something you want. And then you add to it, add to it, add to it, add to it. We say, then get off the fence and do it. Now, her life took twists and turns, just as everyone's has. She was 47 when she found meditation. She was 48 when this ability rose to the surface, whole and complete. And in those mere 3 years, we have about 15 that are completed. One by one by one, they will be in the hands of people. I like that. I like that. I want people to sit and read these kind of books that we write, not just through her, but any vibrationally accurate child work is good enough for us. Because then you are moving away from things of violence, of gore, of pornography, of death and destruction, of love gone wrong, of sadness, of guilt, of we are transparent beings, but we are knowledge walking. And we want you to be goodness walking, not necessarily godly. We don't need you to be spiritual people. We don't need you to be sad people either. We want, when you're dealing with grief, suffering, we want you to be able to stop and then reread something that you read before that helps lift you out of that sadness. Because when the sadness is lifted, you can hear your loved one. We had a reading earlier today, and that person simply said this, I want to speak to my husband. And then we talked for quite a while about what she was already feeling in her body. And she said, I know he's around, but I can't feel him. I can't hear him. And we went through the numbers of where her abilities are. By the end of that conversation, she simply said this, I understand now. It's a new conversation. It's a new phase of our relationship. I have not lost my husband. And we said, you have not lost your husband, but you have also not lost faith in the ability to communicate with your husband, and that sets you apart from most others. We pause here. What do you want to ask? You have something on your mind?
I have a number of questions on my mind. A lot of listeners are fascinated by the subject of the Yeshua Collective being the group that answers questions that they ask Carol in a reading. The information comes from you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Well, I'm a being. I'm an entity. I'm a higher self. I'm a guide. I'm a teacher. I love life in the physical world. Now, if I were to pick one lifetime or go through each lifetime, we would be here for quite a while. I don't bring forward a specific lifetime, but Carol knows me as heavyset man, deep tone, happy, gentlemanly, elderly. She knows me as an observer. She knows me as someone who tips my head when she does something correct. She knows me as not so much jovial, but approving when she is on the right track. She looks to me for approval. So she sees me as a mentor. But she sees me as a gentleman who is watching carefully and observing and teaching. She sees me as a teacher. And she knows me as Antioch. Some people know the name. I am that one. But the name is also representative of ideals and knowledge. So who am I? I'm neither man nor woman. I am a being of consciousness, as all of you people are. When you pass from this world, you are not just the person that you are, not just the personality that you have been, but you are purified, you are cleansed, if you like that term. Some people do, some people do not. But you are purified is the word that is nice and easy on the lips of most people. You lose your emotional patterns, but all thought remains. And then you simply continue on living, but it's in a different dimension, a different place. We hear you, we see you. You cannot hear or see us unless you quiet the mind and learn how to. We are learned beings, and you are learning how to do some things in the physical world that you will already know how to do when you get in this rhythm of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I have no more lives that I intend to live. It is why I'm a teacher. It is why I'm part of the collective known as Yeshua. And my job here is complete as Elohim is stepping forward to talk about why you live your life, how to live it better. So I transition over to that being, if you don't mind.
That's very good. Thank you. Let me ask you, what can the world learn from you?
I am what the world calls giver of life. I give life to plants. I give life to plants. I am Elohim and I am the caretaker of the world. It's a lofty title coming through a mere human being. But it is not she who says it, it is I. I am energy healer. I use energy. The idea here is, what can you do? I tend to the world in ways that you do as well. You water plants, I nurture them using energy. You feed plants, I nurture them with energy. You cut down plants, I regrow more. You step on a bug, I create more. Do be aware that there are beings that are tending to the world. Worry not about what you do, but don't do things carelessly either. Our job is to take care of the world. I say our job because there are those that are in my group, in my community of beings, and my community of beings tends to the planet itself, plants mainly. I want to talk to the world about how they manifest things. I manifest by thinking it into being. People, all of you, are spirit beings first, as am I, and you think things into being. Thoughts create things. Your thoughts are tied to an emotion. So thoughts plus emotion get what you want. Thoughts plus positive emotion, that is. But most of you don't think clearly enough. Emotions take front and center. I want your thought, your idea, this beautiful imaginative idea that you have, and I want you to add to it on purpose a positive thought so that you can manifest what you are wanting. Too many of you are missing out on fun things in life because you're doubtful ways supersede what you are really wanting.
I have another question. How can people benefit from what you are teaching through the Pittsburgh medium?
Creating abundance. Abundance of joy, abundance of happy. Love begets love, happy begets happy. Happy begets happy. Love begets love. Too many people in the world are not doing either one of those. They're not happy and they're also not understanding that we are able to teach you how to get what you are wanting. How do you get there? Purpose, intention, and positivity. Purpose plus intention plus positivity. So what do people get from the things that we teach through Carol? Well, they get ideas and they get knowledge. They get conveyance of information. They get guidance. They get wisdom. They get step-by-step instruction. They get the hows and the whys as well as the why not. They get instruction. They get coaching. We like that term. Step-by-step, we show you the path. We help you unfold the path. We bring you what you are needing, and we help you with what you are wanting.
Let me ask you another question. You say the world has begun its shift toward ascension. What do you mean by that?
The world itself is in the middle of a shift. You see it in pockets. People are no longer interested in segregating themselves. They're wanting diversity. It is an identifier that the shift has begun. The world is being soothed. People will become more peaceful. This world that you have where fighting and wars have become commonplace. Commonplace meaning centuries old, war after war after war. It's become commonplace. That will be removed from the world, but it does take time. That is the shift. It is occurring.
Another question. How does a person learn the art of channeling or connecting with their loved ones after they die? How do they do that?
A desire to do so, and then quieting the mind. Quieting the mind can be vacuuming with no thought. It can be watering your plants with no thought. But it is best if you are sitting with eyes closed and no thought for very short amounts of time, 10 minutes or less, every day as a practice, every day as a rule. It is given to you. It is taught to you. It is downloaded to you, if you like that. It is a process of learning. It is a language of vibrational tones that we speak. We are vibrational beings, and we vibrate or vibe knowledge to the subconscious mind, and then the subconscious mind receives it and learns it. Every mind can learn it. There is some specialness when you've done it in one lifetime, and then you do it again and again, it comes about faster. There is some specialness in people, and those are the ones that gravitate towards wanting to do it. But everyone wants to talk to their loved one. All of you miss your loved ones. We want all of you to know that your loved ones are available. And if you are not able to do it, then we can do it for you through people like Carol. And we like to. Why do we like to? Because she does. If she likes it, we like it. And that goes for any of you. If you'd like to do something and it's healthy for you, we like it. We want people to have an awareness of their own abilities. We will give evaluations one by one by one. When you come to us for that specifically, we sure will. We guide you into meditation, and we guide you into a quiet-minded, peaceful life so that you can hear us when you are moving about. We want you to be guided, not just so that you can hear a message from your loved one. You're shopping for a car, and you don't know which one. You don't know if the dealer is telling you the truth. We want you to be able to communicate with us so that we can help you. We do know all things, past, present, future. Allow us to help you.
Antioch? That's beautiful. We have unfortunately run out of time. I thank you so much for speaking with us through Carol. I know we're out of time, but Carol, if you can respond now. I know that Antioch has been speaking through you. This has been pretty fascinating, and thank you for doing this. Are you aware of anything that just happened? I am.
I heard what they said. I probably will not have a lot of memory of it after about an hour or two. And I will be excited to listen to the rebroadcast.
I think it would be fascinating for you. Hopefully, folks have learned a little bit through that. There are a lot of other questions we could have asked, but time was kind of limiting. But I thank you for giving us this opportunity. Carol Collins, the Pittsburgh medium, who's been our guest, and we've just been actually speaking to Yeshua through Carol, which is, you know, pretty spectacular, to say the least. Carol, you'll be back again next week, right? We'll have another session
sure
with
will.
You. It'll be a pleasure to welcome you back, and thank you for taking the time today to let us do this and let us learn. The more you're with us, the more we learn about this whole business of channeling. It's been most important and most interesting, to say the least. And don't forget, everybody, Carol's website is thepittsburghmedium.com. If you want to learn more, that's where you can go for information, thepittsburghmedium.com. Thanks, Carol. See you next week.
Great.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
All right, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Until then, take care. Have a great day. Bye for now.